Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
She said I'm no high flyer. No high
Jesus Christ, you don't turn it down. Such a turn it down, for fuck's sake!
But it went really well with the timing of my witty remark.
I don't care, turn it off! Alright, I've had a really long fucking day, and the last thing I need is you blasting your shite music at me!
I wasn't blasting music at you, I said something witty and I just wanted to...
To deafen me! You wanted to fucking deafen me!
I didn't, it was just a fucking cool bit of music!
A cool bit of music? Who are you, John fucking Peel? Fucking... Joe Wiley.
Okay, right, get out and fucking cycle.
But it's pissing it down.
Get out of the car.
Oh, you really are a giant twat, aren't you?
No, you're the giant twat. You're the giantest of twattest giant twats, you twat.
I'm tripping all over your fucking seats.
Oh yeah, go
How'd
on,
you
get
like
on
that?
Your bike, do some skids.
Right, before you chuck me out, pal.
What? I can't pull over here.
Well, you shouldn't have pulled over to chuck me out then, should you?
Okay, bye.
Are you still picking me up on Sunday?
You want me to drive you to Leeds?
That's what we agreed. You have to honour it, you can't back out.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you had a booking confirmation number.
Hey, you said...
Okay, fine, fuck it, fine, I'll see you Sunday.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive.
What's going on? Let me in.
Ah, it's the lock.
I see that. Unlock it.
No, there's something wrong with this stupid key fob. Oh, come on. God's sake, the bloody thing. Buttons are... there we go.
Hey, Bart.
Woodstock. Woodpecker.
Just Woody's fine, pal, all right? Oh, Christ alive. Pal, have you got an oil leak?
What? No. This car is in immaculate condition, thank you very much.
Honestly, Jesus, it smells like fucking Sheik Mansour in here, pal.
Oh, right. Yeah, oh. No, that's the diesel. Yeah.
Ah, right. Did you spill it on yourself at the pump or something?
No, God, no.
Then what? Oh, what the fuck, Patrick? What are they?
That, my friend, is 60 litres of diesel. Can't be too careful.
Oh, aye, yeah. Can't you be too careful? Fill up your backseat with a flammable liquid just to be on the safe side, is it?
Okay, well, if we run out of diesel on the way to Leeds, you'll thank me, yeah?
You got a full tank, pal. What fucking route are you taking to Leeds? You're going via fucking Spain or something?
You know, I should have gone electric. It was the right thing to do.
Aye, you're right. Give the next few generations a chance. Just getting off fossil fuels and that, you know? Gives the next ones a chance, doesn't it?
A chance of what?
Well, life. Survival and stuff, you know?
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, sure, yeah. But, I mean, the the savings for my generation. And by that I mean specifically me, you know. And plus I wouldn't have had to get up at 5 a.m. the last couple of days to get to the petrol station and fill up, so...
Oh, God, you are dreadful. You're absolutely fucking dreadful, aren't you?
What are you talking about?
Every time I watch the news I go, who the fuck is doing that shite? Who the fuck voted for that thing? Who the fuck benefits from that? I then find out it's fucking you. It's always fucking you.
Yeah, well, I'm Joe Public, buddy. Just a normal guy, okay?
Joe fucking Public. Is Jess meeting us there?
No, she's on holiday.
Holiday? Again, who she thinks she is? Fucking Madonna.
Does Madonna take a lot of holidays?
Hey, it's in the song, isn't it?
Is it?
Hey, you know the one. Like a virgin off on her holidays. You know it.
Right, yeah.
Jesus, I can't get over that smell. God forbid we get pulled over, pal. Looks like some fucking improvised car bomb back there.
Okay, look, I don't mean to split hairs.
Then don't.
But diesel isn't really that flammable, you know? I mean, you're just assuming that it's the same as unleaded petrol, but it isn't. Ow, what are you doing?
I'm drowning you out.
Turn that off, for God's sake.
That's a cool bit of music, pal. Hey, pretty easy, isn't it?
Hey, do you want a lift? I'm trying to save the environment for these future generations, who, by the way, are trying to tax me, take my properties, call me a Tory nonce every day of the week.
Sorry, how are you trying to save future generations?
By taking you to Leeds. Yeah, we're car sharing, yeah?
Pal, you've got a fucking Saudi oil field in your back seat.
Oh, will you stop with the exaggeration, please?
You're single-handedly saving the world and I'm the one exaggerating. Jesus Christ.
Stop it. It's been like that down the years at this place. Bruno Fernandes misses!
God, it's fab.
What's that?
Bruno's pen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what would you rather do, right? A Mark Noble come on especially for the job to get your team a point and you fuck it up and De Gea saves it, or, right, or you do a Bruno. Step up to get your team a point and just smash it into the fucking sun.
So, into the sun or humiliating save?
Aye.
Probably the Noble.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, hitting a penalty up into the atmosphere. God, there's nothing worse. What about you?
I think I do the same, you know. I go with Noble as well. At least people blame Moyes a wee bit, you know? Hey, you.
What?
I was right about Anthony Joshua, wasn't I?
Were you?
Hey, had a bet and everything. Look at that.
Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Why didn't you tell me? That's great.
I did tell you.
Did you?
Hey, I said AJ's going to get his ass handed to him.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know what that means.
It means his ass, his bum, right?
Yeah.
Gets handed to him. Here you go, AJ, sort of thing. Here's your bum.
Great. So how did you know?
Ah, hunch, you know. That, and I'm pretty sure, judging by the way things are going, that the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is built on some fucking cursed ruins or something.
Yeah, White Hart Lane.
And I think, you know, I mean, for me, I don't think Thomas Tuchel, you know, I think he got it all wrong against City.
Ugh, not this fucking game.
He didn't need to be that defensive. He had plenty of players capable of opening City up, and he didn't do that. You know, he packed the midfield with defensive-minded guys. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you can't be surprised when you know, you weren't able to open the opposition up.
Well, that was yesterday. Where do you see the story unfolding today, Billy?
Emirates Stadium, certainly. I mean, Arsenal v Tottenham, always a cracker. I've got my eye, actually, on Leeds United v Ashford City. I mean, I played for Leeds, you forget. And I think they can create a challenge for the visitors. I think they're going to find...
Shape. Come on. Well played, Dario. Give it. Good lad. Go on, push. Get the fucking ball into the box, lads. We're bigger than them. We're bigger. Cross it. Oh, go on, Kevin. Oh, what a fucking goal. Yes, Kev. Good lad. Fuck me. Holy fucking moly.
Oh, what is it? What did I miss?
We're 2-1 up, pal.
Yeah, I gathered that, yeah.
Kevin,
overhead kick. Fucking stunning. Absolutely fucking stunning.
Oh, what? And I missed it.
I told you not to take the call, pal.
Yeah, I had to, all right? I can't hear myself think in the stands.
Oh, what a goal, honestly.
All right, yeah, can we not rub it in, please? I missed a wonder goal by a player I signed against a team I despise. Can we not make me feel more irritated than I already am?
What's wrong with Leeds? Come on, good football, great old fan base.
Oh, please, 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 fuck off.
What?
It's Leeds. It's fucking Leeds, you know? I don't care what outfit they've got on and the facelift they've had and the wig and the makeup. It's fucking Leeds under there.
I don't get the big deal, pal. I really don't.
Look, whilst you were sprouting out of some demonic cave in Scotland...
It's called Falkirk.
I was growing up in England, and these lot were the biggest cunts you could imagine.
Pal, even if I was growing up in fucking Eton-upon-Windsorshire or whatever, Leeds won the title in, like, the late 60s.
Yeah, but they won the FA Cup around 72, didn't they?
How old do you think I am?
I'm not... You know, I was only 6 at the time they won the FA Cup, OK? But these fuckers were my first memory of football, and every single one of them, and I'm not exaggerating here, every single one of them looked like a murderer. Every single one.
Ah, come on.
Honestly, OK, look up the 1972 Leeds team.
All right, fine. Well, yeah, he does. He does. And so does he. And he does. But otherwise, they... Oh, no, wait, he definitely does. Christ alive, look at that cunt.
See?
Ah, but they got Bielsa now, pal.
Okay, look, before you tell me about some quirky thing he did or said or some fucking hero worship wank from another person I don't give a fuck about, like Pep or Klopp, I'm telling you now, I don't care.
You're just still pissed off about missing that goal, aren't you, pal?
Yes, I am. Fuck's sake.
Who's the call from?
America.
All right. After your oil reserves, no doubt, pal. We'll probably get fucking drone-striked on the way back down the M1.
Yeah, some Jobsworth called Caitlin or Catlin. I don't know. She's digging.
Digging what? Digging your style?
Digging my... Why would she be digging my style?
I don't know, it just sounds like something you'd see.
Digging my style does not sound like something I would say. Do you know why? Because I'm not a member of Cool and the Gang.
What did she want then?
You know,
she finds our recent player acquisitions concerning.
Oh, fucking hell, that's not good. And pal, please don't do that voice again.
Look, she's got herself some Ivy League degree and taken it upon herself to be a pain in my arse.
And what did you tell her?
I just keep fobbing her off, but I feel like... Nick Leeson or something.
Who's that?
The banker. Stole all the money.
Oh, that narrows it down.
It doesn't matter who he is. She makes me feel... icky.
Hey, I know what you mean. I get that feeling when I look at Unai Emery. It's that hair.
Ugh.
Pal, don't bite your nails, all right? Quit worrying about her. She's ESG, all right? She's not the FA. She's not the league.
ASG are not on our side, believe me. Okay, they want to take down Mr. 45%. 45% Padster. That's what they call me.
No, no, they don't. No one does. Pass it, or I'll fucking... Ah, well done. Well played. Good for you. I'll let you off.
Right, let's shoot off then, shall we?
When?
Now.
Why?
Because traffic.
Right. So?
So I don't want to be in traffic?
Well, you shouldn't have come to a football game then, pal.
Woody, come on. 88 minutes, we're in control. It's over, mate.
Oh, aye, the famous words of Bayern Munich in 1999.
Oh, please. Now who's exaggerating?
Pal, can we just fucking see the game out?
Do you want a lift or not?
For fuck's sake. Christ, pal, this is it now, isn't it? Winter.
Yep.
You should probably start stockpiling logs and Christmas presents.
Already got my logs, mate.
Is he looking to get a cross in? And no, he isn't. That's gone out for a corner. And Ashwood City, you have to say, will be looking to take their sweet time about this. Currently holding a 2-1 lead. In fact, Kieran Broome is just holding it up here down on that left-hand side, trying to tease a challenge out of the Leeds United defenders. He's got Marcelo in support. He lays it back to the Brazilian, who whips it into Kelvin Reid, and it's 3-1.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Now, oh, bollocks.
Are you happy now?
Weren't expecting that, and I don't think Kelvin Reid was either. That is quite something.
Do you think it looks bad that I left early? Do you think anyone will judge me?
Hey, me. Now just fucking drive.
Right-hand side into the back of the net. And this Ashwood City run of form continues.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. From just $5 a month, you'll gain access to exclusive behind-the-scenes content, plus regular features such as Captain's Blog, merchandise discounts, and exclusive domestic cup episodes. Help support the show and get your membership today at patreon.com/Ashwood City.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Where are you?
I'm on the corner, we said.
Oh. Oh, God, I can't see you.
I'm the one waving like a fucking weirdo.
Ah, yeah, there you are.
You wait there, I'll come to you, and I wouldn't want you wasting your precious fuel.
Okay. You're, you just stood there.
Hey, I'm waiting for the Green Man. Not the Hulk, or the little sweet corn lad. The wee LED you get, you know.
Just run.
No, I'm not running when there's kids around, pal. You've got to show them good road etiquette.
Yeah, well, you're making me wait in a loading zone. Is that good road etiquette?
Here we go. He's gone from red to green. Exeter to Plymouth. Wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Just hurry up, okay? Oh, God, what are you doing now?
Another light. I'm waiting for the green fella again.
God's sake, you're doing this on purpose, Woody. I'm going to get towed.
Free lift that, pal. Hey, I said it's a free lift that, pal. Do you know the way to Watford from here?
I'll just use my phone.
Aye, of course. Think we'll beat him?
Watford? Yeah.
Aye, me too. What would you rather, right? You do a Bruno Fernandes pen, right? Smash the penalty up into Neil Armstrong's ass print on the moon. Or you do the Perez and Henri pen. Remember that? With a weird little roll.
Probably the Perez and Henri one. Because at least
you could blame it on the other guy.
Yep.
I agree with you on that one. If there's a scratch on the side of your car.
What?
Kidding.
God, can you please just...
Green man, red to green. Olympiakos to Panathinaikos, wouldn't happen.
Oh, come on.
Door.
Oh, this fucking thing.
Open, please.
I'm trying. Bloody, come on.
All right, mate. Been busy tonight, have you?
Oh, fuck off.
Right, 2 stars for you. Oh, tubs of smelly diesel in the back. That's down to 1 star.
God's sake, why is it no right turn? That would just be too bloody easy, wouldn't it?
Fuck me, why are you so fucking moody?
It's bloody car keys doing that thing again.
What, the locking thing?
Yes, did you not notice? It happened about 9 seconds ago.
Well, it doesn't even matter. You're driving it now, aren't you?
It was unlocked all night, Woody. The key fob is just not responding. Unlocked all night long.
Hey, on the driveway, behind a big fucking iron gate.
What's that?
Have you not seen this?
No.
That's our lot at Elland Road.
Who are they shouting at?
You and me, for leaving on 88 fucking minutes, you knob.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I told you, didn't I? Gary Neville even had a big rant about us not sticking around.
Oh, great.
Anything from that Catlin woman this week?
Yeah, she wants to see the player contract.
Oh, hell in a cell. Well, what are we going to do?
Oh, do you know what's really helpful, Woody? You know what's really, really helpful is when you're stressed about something and your colleagues shout, "What are we going to do?" in your ear. It really helps, mate.
Oh, it ain't all about you, though, pal. I could get banned.
That is the least of my concerns, all right? We need to eliminate her.
Right, okay, you get the poison. I'll go assemble my rifle in the tower.
Can we report her?
For what?
I don't know, maybe she's racist.
Maybe she's Maybelline.
Oh, Woody, come on.
Oh, fuck off, Pat. Maybe she's racist.
Well, she's white.
That's the criteria now, is it?
Yeah, these days, mate. These days, that's what happens these days.
Stop watching GB News.
Once, okay, once it was on in my office.
Whatever, pal. I walked in, GB News was on.
By accident, yeah? I was switching from HDMI 1 to HDMI 2.
Yeah, I've heard it all before, pal.
You know, I've been watching these two sides quite closely, and I think Watford have got a lot to handle today.
Ugh, not this fucking guy.
Ashwood City, we know they've got the quality now, okay? But they've got something else that's just as important, and that's momentum, the confidence. And when you're playing away from home, that counts for a lot. Now, Watford, I play for Watford, you forget, and they have a decent side, and you can kind of fall into a trap when you're playing against Watford.
Right, here we are, Watford, home of Anthony Joshua and Nick Leeson.
Why do you look so fucking pleased with yourself?
Because we mentioned them both on the last road trip.
Did we?
Yeah, you won money on Joshua, remember?
Oh, aye.
And I told you about Nick Leeson.
Who's Nick Leeson?
Get out of the car. Oh, fuck.
What?
It's doing it again.
Pal, we're going to miss kickoff.
Yeah, I know, Woody, but I have a bigger problem here.
What, it won't lock?
No, for fuck's sake, come on.
Just leave it, pal.
Excuse me?
Just leave it. It's a car park, isn't it? There's cameras and stuff.
Oh, great. So when my belongings get stolen, I can watch an instant replay, yeah? VAR is a bunch of cameras. Doesn't mean it fucking works.
Come on.
Are you insane? We're in Watford.
Eh?
Does it look like the kind of place where I should leave a Jaguar F-Pace in immaculate condition, unlocked?
If the key doesn't work, that's not immaculate condition, is it, pal?
Go. Come on, you bloody thing. Have you got any of those tiny little disc batteries?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not weird.
No. Bollocks. Bollocks, bollocks, bollocks.
Just Google it.
All right, fine. Crime rates in Watford.
No, not the fucking crime rates. The key. How to sort the key on an immaculate jar.
Okay, I'm Googling it. Yeah, battery, I think.
Ah, great. That's great, isn't it? You've stockpiled enough diesel for a fucking paddling pool, but your fucking batteries are out. Where's the keyhole?
What?
The wee hole to put the key in and turn it.
I don't think it has one.
Oh, that's fucking convenient, isn't it? That's fucking really convenient. Wait, you don't even have any belongings in here.
The thieves could smash a window, mate.
Why would they smash a window when the car is unlocked?
Well, they could steal the car.
This is about the fucking diesel, isn't it?
Okay, now look.
You think someone's gonna steal your fucking smelly diesel?
Newsflash, Woody. English people have gone fucking mental, mate. Of course I think they're gonna steal my fucking diesel.
Great. That's great. The game's just kicked off. That's just grand.
What, do you want to listen on the radio?
No, I don't. I don't, pal, but I have to, don't I? Are your tubs of diesel happy to listen to the game on the radio? Hey there, wee diesel cans. You don't mind if we listen to the game on the radio, do you?
Fucking hell. Is that a yes?
Put Sky on your phone.
I don't have Sky.
Oh, fuck's sake. Why not?
Because, well, I'm usually at the game I want to watch.
Jesus Christ.
Well, have you got Sky?
Aye, I do, but this phone signal's getting drained by the stupid Watford fans.
So, radio?
Fine. Put the radio on. But I'm standing out here, alright? At least I can get some of the atmosphere from the stadium.
Yeah, good idea.
Ashwood City having the lion's share of possession early,
isn't it?
Playing it
across it's like we're in the ground. Safe standing. Hey, buddy.
Oh, hey, look. There's the stadium. I can hear the fans. Wow, you're so right, you know. You're so right. Oh, no, wait. I can't even see the actual fucking game.
A chess match here, an hour gone, and Ashwood are looking to make a change. Gustavo is coming off, and Willy Amadou is coming on.
He's bringing on Amadou.
And you would look at
sorry.
That and immediately jump to the
Amadou.
That
he's going two up top.
Oh, yeah, great, lovely that.
But what are you doing?
I'm just trying to push the battery in really hard to see if that works.
Yeah, well, let me know how that one goes, Dr. Hawking. What would you rather, right? You've got a penalty. You do a Panenka on your debut in front of the home fans and the keeper saves it. Or you do a Bruno Fernandes and smash it out the ground.
I'd do the Panenka.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, God, yeah, it's my debut. You know, there's no expectation. Also, what am I doing taking a penalty on my debut? Again, manager's fault. What about you?
I agree, you know. I'm with you. I'm completely with you. But at least with the Panenka, the keeper saved it, you know. Bruno's just... Oh, shh.
Well, I'm not talking. You are.
Shh.
Inside the penalty area, the creation cuts inside, lays it back to Luna. Saved by Foster, but only as far as Kevin with the follow.
Yeah. Get in.
For the Brazilian.
Yes.
Take the lead.
Fucking fantastic.
Whoa,
what's going on? What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. I'm stood next to the car like you are, for fuck's sake.
No, the radio's going all wobbly.
Yeah, nothing to do with me, mate.
It's your immaculate Jag, isn't it, pal?
I mean, what if the key fob battery runs so low that the engine doesn't start?
What
if the key fob runs so low that the engine doesn't start?
Oh, for fuck's... Is this you saying that you want to leave early again? You're trying to break your record and go on 65 minutes, aren't you?
No, I'm just analysing the possible scenarios.
Analysing the possible scenarios. Worrying, pal. It's called worrying.
Oh, I'm going to go to a shop and find a battery for this fucking thing.
Oh, pal, for fuck's sake. But don't close the door. I can barely hear the radio now.
The sooner I find it, the sooner we can get in this... It locked.
Hey, there we go.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Right, let's head in and watch us get another couple of goals, eh?
Yeah, too right, Woodall. Let's do it.
What? What's up?
Oh, just... Do you think it'll look bad if I turn up on 65 minutes?
Yes, obviously.
Okay, forget it. We're not going in.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
I'll get abuse hurled at me.
What do you expect? Fucking roses.
Well, you can still hear the radio, can't you?
I mean, just about.
Yeah, then we're all good.
Well, it doesn't feel all good, Patrick. It really doesn't feel all good at all, pal.
Oh, God, Catelyn again.
Jesus Christ.
Just do some cheering, yeah? Make it sound like we're at the game.
What?
Just do it, okay? Hello, Catelyn.
We love you, Watford.
No, sorry, I'm just at the game at the moment.
We love you, Watford. We do.
The what?
We love you, Watford.
The contract.
We do. Watford,
yeah, well, the contracts are determined by us and our legal team, but... Yeah, well, also agents can play quite a big role in the structure of a contract, so, you know, that's why they might vary so drastically from player to player, and, you know, what we actually find... So that fee is to middleman, you know, sort of like a finder's fee.
The world has ever seen.
Yeah. And you'll often find those fees can be split across different parties. You know,
shines on you.
Okay, yeah, we'll catch up Monday. Yeah, that sounds...
Behind that mask you
great, okay, yeah. Okay, bye, Catelyn. Fuck's sake.
You know, for once, I actually think we should go home.
How long left?
We're on... Oh, your favourite, 88 minutes.
Still 1-0 to the mighty Ashwood?
Yes, pal. What?
It won't unlock.
Oh, fuck off.
What do we do?
Smash a window?
We are not smashing a window.
Then, well, I guess you're staying in Watford, pal. All right, you and your pal Vin Diesel in the back.
Fuck, why has this happened?
Because of you. That's why it's happened. You're a walking, talking fuck-up machine, pal.
This is not my fault.
This is your fault. We should have gone in, left the car unlocked.
Shh. Okay, again, I'm not talking. You are.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Now look.
Oh, what? I did that too, did I?
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't know. What is it going again?
I think it is. Come on. Ah, shite. Come on.
Jesus. Right. Shh. Okay, just listen out for the fans.
Okay, right. Come on, Riviere. Do us a fucking favour, pal.
God, I can't hear anything.
Shh.
Is there cheering? Did they score?
I don't know. I heard the kick and then... Wait. What's that?
What's what?
Up there, it's... I think they might have missed.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.